Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us tonight Brent Rooney. Hi, Brent. How are you doing?
Hi, pretty good.
Well, so why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and about what you're concerned about.
Well, my avocation is medical research, and I started getting interested in the risk factors for preterm birth a few years ago. As some of your listeners may know, one woman out of every eight in the U.S. is going to have a preterm birth. This is quite a high rate, and it's quite a mystery to the medical establishment.
You're talking now about a premature birth.
Yes, a premature birth is a birth before 37 weeks gestation.
Right.
And such babies have a higher risk of dying in the first year of their life or having various diseases. They can have vision loss, hearing loss, mental retardation, cerebral palsy, respiratory distress, problems in the gut, etc.
Okay, well, so this is a real medical problem. If one in eight has that, you know, that's going to run up the cost of medical care. It's going to produce an awful lot of crippled and unfortunate children and anguish for the parents. So what have you found as you begin analyzing the reason for the premature births in America?
Well, look, I want to be totally honest about this. There is no one risk factor that explains it all. Dr. Barbara Luke at the University of Michigan, when she was there at Michigan, published a book in 1995, and she covered about 60 different risk factors. But there's one risk factor that can double a woman's risk of having a very preterm birth, a medical procedure that takes less than a half an hour, and that's induced abortion. Now, most of the death and disease occurs to what I call the early birds, those who are born before 32 weeks gestation. And if a woman has a prior induced abortion, she about doubles the risk of having an early bird, what I call an early bird premature birth. And Dr. Luke, in her book, page 32, says that if a woman has had one or more induced abortions previous to her current pregnancy, she increased the risk of a preterm birth by about 30%. But this is 30% applies to all the preemies. When I talk about double the risk is for the ones who are born before 32 weeks, which is where most of the death and disease occurs. The preface of this 1995 book was Dr. Emil Pevernick. Dr. Pevernick is a giant in the preterm birth field because he was the head of a French program that between 1972 and 1989 that reduced the preterm birth risk in France by 52%, a giant accomplishment. Therefore, he is a giant in the field. Dr. Pevernick and his fellow authors in this year, 2004, their finding was looking at 10 European countries that if a woman had one induced abortion, she increased the risk of a very preterm birth by 34%. If she had more than one induced abortion, she increased the risk by 82%. Now, those figures are relatively low compared to other studies. However, here's a giant in its field saying that there is a risk. And even just a 34% increase risk of a very preterm birth is very important.
Well, you know, the trouble is, Brett, that they do not tell our young girls that. You know, our young girls are told, oh, abortion is nothing at all. You know, you just go in, you get rid of the problem, there's nothing to worry about. You know, forget about it. But it's not something you can forget about psychologically. But, of course, the danger that you have, what you've done as far as your own future, is really unknown to most.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health despite their fatty diet because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Midwest Gift and Fudge House manufactures the best fudge in the world. They've discovered a secret recipe, and it allowed them to actually make the creamiest and most delicious fudge you're going to find anywhere. They also have a sugar-free type of fudge that has a great creamy taste and yet is safe for diabetics. The fudge is made daily, and there are over 30 to 40 different flavors in the store every single day. Midwest Fudge makes a perfect gift for any occasion and makes it even a better treat for you. It's shipped out daily, so you're always guaranteed the freshest fudge. So why not place your order by calling 866-526-5419, that's 866-526-5419, or visit their website at www.worldfamousfudge.com. That's worldfamousfudge.com. Your order will be shipped out the next day, and of course, they're open 7 days a week. Why don't you stop by and visit them there from 9 in the morning until 9 in the evening? Kill a life, and you don't have to use informed consent.
You're absolutely correct.
Okay, fine. Well, our guest this evening is Brett Rooney. And, of course, Brett is a medical researcher. And he's talking this evening about the incidence of, a premature birth following one or two induced abortions. Now, if you have a spontaneous abortion, it doesn't do the same thing. You don't have to dilate the cervix. It's entirely different physiologically than the induced abortion. But induced abortion has all sorts of complications for the rest of a woman's life. It increases the incidence of breast carcinoma and increases the incidence dramatically if you have two or three induced abortions. But this idea that there really is statistical evidence of the premature birth, in other words, then, of course, you decide you want to get settled down and have children. And what happens if you have a child with cerebral palsy? Because you killed your earlier children. That is the terrible tragedy. Go ahead, Brett.
Now, some people listening to you may think that this is just a scare story that people have dreamed up. Let me quote from Dr. Malcolm Potts, who's been supporting abortion for over 40 years. In 1967, Dr. Potts wrote, "There seems little doubt that there's a true relationship between the high incidence of therapeutic abortion and prematurity. The interruption of pregnancy in the young, under 17, is more dangerous than in other cases." End of quote. That's Dr. Malcolm Potts writing in Eugenics Review, 1967. So the risk existed in 1967 and it still exists today. Dr. Byron Calhoun and I were authors of an article in 2003 that told readers about 49 significant studies showing that previous induced abortion increased the risk of preterm birth. So we were aware of 49 studies then, and we are now aware of 51 significant studies showing increased risk. So this is 51 studies showing increased risk versus zero studies showing reduced risk. concurrent with previous surgical-induced abortions. So the evidence is overwhelming. You have top people in the field, Dr. Emil Pepernick, Barbara Luke, Judith Lumley of Australia, all writing that induced abortions is a preterm birth risk factor.
Well, you know, the only way, of course, you're going to ever put an end to this sort of thing is to have women start bringing lawsuits against the abortionist for failure of informed consent, because that is the law, even though it is not being upheld. But, of course, they are crippling these women, and many of them, of course, will either never have children, or if they do have children, have deformed or preborn children. What a terrible tragedy. And, of course, some of them will get a breast carcinoma. The incidence of breast cancer goes up directly proportional to the number of induced abortions that you have. And by the time, you know, you get up to three or four, induced abortions, you've gone up the 200 or 300%, 200 or 300% increased in the incidence of breast carcinoma. And the fact that that is being suppressed across America, the fact that one in three lesbians gets breast carcinoma, and yet they suppress that. How do they suppress it? Well, because they control the media. Why do they suppress it? Because they want to encourage lesbianism, and some of the women might actually have some second thoughts if they realized that one in three lesbians gets a breast carcinoma. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Brett Rooney, who's, of course, put together information on the relationship between induced abortion and premature birth and later pregnancy. So pick up the story from there, Brent.
Well, if you, let me flip over to the cancer angle that you're talking about, breast cancer. There's also a risk of ovarian cancer. For instance, Gilda Radner was a popular comedian in the 70s and early 80s. In her book, It's Always Something, she said that she had an induced abortion when she was, 19 years old. And she was never able to have a term delivery of an infant. And she went on to get ovarian cancer, and I believe she actually died of ovarian cancer. So ovarian cancer is also a risk of induced abortion.
Now, is that statistically been proven? I've never heard that before.
Well, the so-called nulliparity, which is a fancy word for being childless, is a known ovarian cancer risk. So women who are childless roughly double the risk of ovarian cancer, and this is very strongly supported. This is not controversial, not debatable.
All right, fine, because, of course, there's a definite relationship between having a pregnancy and getting breast cancer, and actually having a pregnancy actually decreases a woman's chance of, and carrying that pregnancy to full term, decreases the chance of getting a breast carcinoma. Does that hold true, then, with ovarian carcinoma?
Well, all I can say is for sure, if you, for instance, women who have induced abortions of all their pregnancies are childless.
Right.
And so by definition, they have increased their risk. And this also implies, flipping back to breast cancer, if a woman has induced abortions of all her pregnancies, she's childless. And being childless is a known risk factor for breast cancer.
Right.
So being childless is both a risk factor for breast cancer and ovarian cancer.
Right.
And in fact, if you bring this up to people who deny the breast cancer risk of abortion, ask them, well, if a woman has induced abortions of all her pregnancy, will she be childless? Well, the answer is yes. Well, is being childless the breast cancer risk factor? Yes. Basically, what they'll try and do is try and avoid answering those questions, because it becomes obvious that women who have induced abortions of all their pregnancy have increased the risk of breast cancer. Now, people may say, well, that's extremely rare. No, it's not extremely rare. Women in North America average about 2 pregnancies in their lifetime. So having induced abortions of all 1 or 2 pregnancies is not extremely rare these days. And let me give you one other angle. This is not approved. This hasn't been proven yet, but there have been 3 studies that show that if women have a delivery before 32 weeks, that the mother increases her risk of breast cancer. Now, there have only been 3 studies showing this, so this is not exactly a proven fact. But this is something to maybe keep track of in the future. So,
well, what you're basically saying is that the breasts don't have a chance to go through their normal maturation process, of which, of course, is protective for breast carcinoma. In other words, if the breast matures normally over the 40 weeks of gestation, why then you decrease the chance of getting breast carcinoma. But if the pregnancy ends before 32 weeks, then you don't get the protection, and you would tend to, at least there are some studies that suggest you increase the chance of breast carcinoma. Would that be correct?
That's correct. In fact, one of the studies, one of the three studies I mentioned that showed that if a woman had a delivery before 32 weeks, increased the risk of breast cancer, or doubles the risk of breast cancer, was by a fellow, Dr. Mads Melby. And that was in 1999 in the British Journal of Cancer. Now, this is the same Mads Melby who, in another article in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1997, denied that there was an abortion breast cancer risk. So here's a study in 1999 that shows if a woman has a delivery before 32 weeks, she increased the risk of breast cancer. And, of course, if a woman has induced abortion, she's increased the risk, double the risk, of having a preterm birth before 32 weeks. So here's the researcher that the pro-choicers love, Melby, supporting us in 1999.
Well, you know, I think that the thing is that, unfortunately, science is supposedly a search of truth, but it really is being used today to pursue a political agenda. And that political agenda is that there are too many people in the world. We're better off if women abort their children, and they will come up with all sorts of justifications to conceal the truth. And I'll never forget when I was a senior delegate at the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association presenting, this information on the relationship between first trimester abortion and breast carcinoma. And all I asked was that the doctors would mention to their patients, obstetricians or physicians would mention to their pregnant patients of the danger, the possible danger, not the absolute, but the possible danger of a relationship between first trimester abortion and breast carcinoma. Well, you would think that I'd suggest that we go out and, assassinate the president or something. Why, everybody was jumping up and down and screaming and yelling, and they didn't want that information out. They did not want women to know that there was simply a possibility of a relationship between first trimester abortion and breast carcinoma. I will never forget a woman there. She was on the she was very much pro-abortion, and after I had addressed about 450 doctors in the audience, and she came up to me and she said, "You don't understand. You don't understand what this is about." And I said, "Well, what's wrong with trying to save the lives of these women and trying to get them not to have breast carcinoma?" And she says, "You don't understand. We have a different worldview." And I think that's really what it's all about. There really are people out there who are unconcerned about the human suffering. They're unconcerned about the fact that women are getting breast carcinoma unnecessarily, because these people have a different worldview. They look at the world differently. They're unconcerned about human suffering. They want to dramatically cut the population. They are doing everything they can to encourage abortion. And, we don't understand why they don't see the world as we do. And it's really very simply. They look at the world differently than we do. Have you run into that, Brent, as you've talked to people about this?
As you suggest, your opposition, they're not really concerned with women's health. They want to further their view. In fact, part of their agenda is the eugenics agenda. I mentioned Dr. Malcolm Potts writing Eugenics Review. Well, Eugenics Review pushed eugenics. And Dr. Malcolm Potts was a member of a eugenics society there in England.
And, of course, eugenics was what they practiced in Hitler Germany. In fact, it was Rudolf Hess who said, "Nazism is nothing more than applied science." Nazism is nothing more than applied science, and that's absolutely right. They wanted to cleanse the gene pool. They wanted to get rid of the Jews. They wanted to get rid of the gypsies. Oh, yes, there were about 12 million Christians they killed. They wanted to get rid of them, too, but you're never going to hear about that from Dan Rather. Well, you'll never hear it about from Dan Rather to Tom Brokaw anymore.
Well, this is just...
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Life will be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, we're talking about with Brent Rooney, we're talking about a premature delivery, which of course results in all sorts of church problems, premature birth, results in cerebral palsy, and all sorts of defects and problems with the children and tremendous expense. And, of course, some of the children will survive and be normal, but many of them will have problems throughout the rest of their life. And one of the things that Brent was talking about is the fact that black women have a higher incidence of premature birth than white women. But he's pointing out that black women have a much higher incidence of abortion than white women, about 3 times as many therapeutic or medical induced abortions than white women, simply because the Planned Parenthood And these eugenists, these elitists who are working, most of them white, have put their clinics in the black area because they really want to target the blacks. And they've done a pretty good job of targeting. Would that be a fair statement, Brent?
You got it.
And I really think that people really need to go back. In fact, we have something on my website called the Population Control Agenda Monograph, where we have many, many quotations from Margaret Sanger. And, of course, she was quite open in her intense hatred of the blacks. And, of course, anyone she felt was part of an inferior race of the Indians. In fact, she also wanted to get rid of Christians. She was filled with hatred, but they specifically targeted the blacks. And that is still going on in America today. Have you noticed that 60% of the New Age cases are in blacks in the United States? Why do you think that is? Do you think that's just by accident when they only make up 10% of the population? Well, if you believe that, why, you do not understand the principles of eugenics and the magnificence of genetic engineering, which can actually program diseases to strike specific races. Horrible as it may seem, this is reality. Well, Brett, why don't you continue? We've got a minute and a half or two before we go to the next break. So tell us a little bit more about what you found as you began studying this movement that has resulted, the induced abortion that has created the problem of premature birth.
Well, for instance, I estimate that every year previous induced abortions cause an excess of about 4,100 excess deaths of infants. It also causes an excess of about 1,100 cases of cerebral palsy. And in particular risk to women is second trimester induced abortion. A study of Danish women published in 1999 found that if a woman had two previous second trimester induced abortions, she increased the risk of prematurity by a factor of 12.5, which is an amazingly high figure.
That's a really rather frightening thing. But see, the women don't understand this. Nobody is telling them what you're telling them tonight.
Well, in fact, not only does the second trimester induced abortion increase the risk of prematurity, it also increases the risk of breast cancer, according to the pro-choice's favorite researchers, Melby, who even in his denial in 1997, he still said, second trimester induced abortions beyond 18 weeks increase the risk of breast cancer, I think, by about 89%. The second trimester induced abortions are a very useful legal wedge that have already been used to win a private settlement in a breast cancer case, and it could be used also in a prematurity case.
In other words, these are women suing the abortionists who did not warn them ahead of time?
Exactly. Well, this woman is codenamed Sarah, but she won a private settlement in October 2003 against abortionist Charles Benjamin.
Now, where was this? Was this in Australia?
I think she had her induced abortions in Pennsylvania.
Oh, so it's somebody here in the United States, because I know they've won some cases, at least one case over in Australia. Well, the only way unfortunately, since the legislature will not do anything and the president won't do anything, and the president could stop abortions tomorrow if he really wanted to by executive order. Congress could do this simply by passing a law and then saying the Supreme Court can't intervene, invoking Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution. But, of course, they all say the right things. They say what we want to hear. And then, of course, they make a lot of actions and they do give a lot of speeches. And, of course, they even pass laws that they know will be struck down intentionally because they do not want to address the situation. But they do want, of course, the support of the Christian population. Somebody once said that all common people believe that all religions are good, and philosophers believe that all religions are bad, but politicians believe all religions are useful. And boy, do they use the religious aspects and the abortion aspect to manipulate the people, and yet really they're totally unconcerned about the suffering that is being brought on by the policies of our government, which has legalized abortion, because it will impact the woman's life forevermore. We'll be back here in just a moment with Brent Rooney, and welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Have you ever been talking on a cell phone and had the battery die? Would you like to be able to complete your call? Well, you can with a Sidewinder cell phone battery charger. They're inexpensive, sturdy, lightweight, and provide 6 minutes of calling time if you simply crank for 2 minutes. If you continue cranking, you can talk indefinitely. They have an LED light that works for 5 minutes if you crank for 30 seconds. The Sidewinder unit is small, compact, weighs 2.5 ounces, and comes with a carrying case, a cable, and adapters that fit most popular cell phones like Nokia, Audiovox, Kyocera, Motorola, Sony Ericsson, and Samsung. The Sidewinders are only $24.95, and you can see a picture at www.readymaderesources.com. That's www.readymaderesources.com. And certainly you can order your Sidewinder at 800-627-3809. That's 800-627-3809. Putting out a deadly, deadly, deadly project. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Brent Rooney. We're talking about, of course, the tragedy of abortion, induced abortion, first trimester, second trimester abortion. And I was asking Brent if there are any lawyers out there that are willing to take on this as a project, as a group of lawyers did with the tobacco industry. And, of course, they brought them to their heel. Of course, they've hurt them terribly, and now at least they have to warn people, and they have to run these ads saying, you know, there is no such thing as a safe cigarette. You know, these are going to kill you. You shouldn't be drinking. You couldn't be smoking. Children certainly shouldn't smoke. Of course, they really don't. They're doing everything they can to entice them to smoke, but at least they have to tell the truth. Is there any similar movement within the legal profession to try to get lawsuits brought against the abortion industry, specifically against Planned Parenthood, which, of course, is not Planned Parenthood. It's Planned Abortionhood.
Well, I mentioned before that a woman codenamed Sarah won a private settlement in 2003. Now, we don't know how much money she won, but she did win. And part of the settlement was that she couldn't disclose, you know, what the settlement was. But let me mention a case in Australia. There was a Christy Bruce who was born in 1989. Now, she was born post-term, not preterm, post-term, and she had cerebral palsy. And her mother sued her obstetrician, but the judge, Michael Grove, ruled that the obstetrician, Dr. Alan Kay, was not guilty, But he pointed a finger at the induced abortion that Christy Bruce's mother had a year before Christy's birth as being a more likely suspect for having caused a cerebral palsy in Christy Bruce. And the average damage award in the United States for an injury involving a brain injury is $2 million. So that's very big money. Now, there has been no lawsuit claiming that induced abortion causes cerebral palsy, but once that is won, that represents tremendous awards to going to lawyers, absolutely tremendous awards. There are approximately 8,400 cases of cerebral palsy every year in the United States, and as I mentioned before, I estimate that roughly 1,100 excess cases of cerebral palsy are caused by previous induced abortions. So you're talking very big money, but of course the first lawsuit has yet to be won.
Well, has the first lawsuit ever? Oh, we just lost our guest there. Well, I'm going to ask our producer if he'll get Brent back on the line, and I don't know what happened, but must have been the gremlins were out. Well, you hate to think about the person having to get lawyers to do what the doctors should be doing, but the average doctor doesn't know about this. It's not written up in their medical journals. It's not discussed, you know, at their medical meetings. And, of course, there are a lot of doctors who do abortions. They think they're doing the woman a favor. They're getting rid of the problem, whereas, of course, they're creating all sorts of problems for these young girls. You know, they're going to have guilt the rest of their lives. A significant number of them will. There'll be a terrible period of depression. But then, of course, we're talking about their future lives, where there's an increased chance of getting breast carcinoma, and especially if it's a second trimester abortion, but even first trimester abortions increase the chance of getting breast carcinoma at least 30%. And, of course, as far as the then a subsequent pregnancy, they may not be able to either get the get pregnant or to carry the pregnancy, or, of course, there may be a premature birth. So this creates all sorts of problems. Well, we've lost our guest. So if you're out there in the listening audience who would like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Brent Rudy, who is our guest this evening, is a medical researcher. And, of course, he's taken it upon himself to collect the information and putting it together. And I think this is really so very, very important. And, you know, of course, all of the things that have been done to try to thwart God's plan for reproduction, men, of course, get their vas deferens tied, but they don't tell you that many of these men will have all sorts of medical problems and autoimmune problems. After that takes place, there are consequences for everything we do. And, of course, God has a plan for men and for women and for reproducing the race. I mean, this is the way we're made. You stop and contemplate it. It's the most amazing thing in the world. And, you know, it doesn't matter what crabs do, the same thing that human beings do. And, of course, this is how each one of the species is reproduced. But when you begin to try to interfere with this, why, you get into real problems. And then, of course, there is the Luciferian movement within our society today that would thwart God's plan and, of course, would actually do everything they can to create a mirror image of what God would have for men and for women, and certainly men and women join together and specifically to have children. And that's, of course, how the race continues. But, of course, these other people would push homosexuality and, of course, various forms of perversion and, of course, would focus our attention on sexuality. They want sex without reproduction and reproduction without sex. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And those of you who have not seen the video, they sold their souls for rock and roll. That's, they sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to get it. You'll actually see it go into the background of Alfred Kinsey. And, of course, he was a Crowleyite. And, of course, the people who are pushing pornography. There's a fellow named Wilson, Anton Wilson, I believe it is. He was a Crowleyite. They were all Satanists. They knew exactly what they're doing. Harry Hay, who organized the gay liberation movement was a Crowleyite, and, of course, Lucifer's plan is alive and well in the world today. Well, we've got Brent back on the line. Hey, Brent, what happened?
I have no idea.
Well, maybe it was those gremlins sometimes when we get, when we, of course, begin to approach the devil's heartbeat, why, of course, he intervenes. Under any circumstances, I think it's a very, very important subject you brought up. And is there any more salient information you'd like to present to our listeners this evening?
Well, I just, as you and I both suggested, victory lies in the courts. This is an unconsented risk. Although some forums actually say, you know, you have increased risk of cervical cancer, but they incompetent cervix, but they don't tell the woman what that means in terms of prematurity and problems with their newborn infant. So this is an unconsented risk, and victory lies in the courts. That's where our opponents won their victories, and that's where we're going to win our victories.
And, of course, we're going to have to get responsible judges in our courts, too, judges who fear God more than they fear men. So I think it's vitally important. And there are certainly some lawsuits out there on the first trimester abortion, breast carcinoma, or the ABC, abortion, breast carcinoma, the ABC connection. So hopefully there'll be all of these various things will be brought out. And what a terrible thing it is, though. We have to go to the courts. We have to go to lawyers to solve a problem which is raised basically based upon morality and man and women's relationship to our Lord. And, of course, you know, abortion was frowned upon. It was wrong. When I was brought up, you know, you couldn't even do a D&C on a woman who was bleeding until you were absolutely certain she wasn't pregnant. You'd have to actually get a pregnancy test on her. You'd have to have another doctor sign off that this was not an abortion. That's the way it was up until, you know, in the 1970s. We all knew abortion was wrong. I was trained in medical school, and I remember people coming to me and saying, oh, I couldn't say help me, and I'd say absolutely not. That's something that we cannot do because the purpose of medicine is to save human lives. And what is the purpose of medicine today? Well, I went to see one of my good friends yesterday, a physician, an old-time physician like myself, and he said, you know, the major thing about the young people, the two things they want to know when they go to work, how much am I going to get paid and how much time will I get off? And not one word about really helping people. It's all about time off and about a good salary. And we've lost the vision of what medicine was about. And that's simply because society has lost its vision of what God's about. So, Brent, you know, now are you up in Canada? Whereabouts do you live?
Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, well, what's the response up in Canada? What's going on up there as far as the abortion issue? And it seems that in many ways Canada has gone further away from God than we have here in the United States.
Canada is a dead end as far as this issue is concerned. There's more action in Australia and the United States. In fact, what's going to happen is there'll be legal victories in the United States, and that'll wake up lawyers in Canada. Anyway, the action is going to be first in Australia and the United States, and then it'll come to Canada. So I'm trying to make my contribution up here, but my main impact has actually been in some place I've never visited, which is Texas. And one thing people can do is try, if they know somebody who knows President Bush, get the message to President Bush about the warnings that are being given in Texas, because I'm quite sure he's unaware of them. He cannot possibly be aware that abortion increases the risk of breast cancer and premature birth. He could not possibly be aware of this and not taking any action.
Well, his wife is pro-choice. His mother is pro-choice. His father was pro-choice right up until he ran for the Republican presidency in 1980. And then, of course, he was going to be a Republican. He had to give the impression he was pro-life. And, of course, he suddenly became pro-life because it was the political thing to do. But if you look at the success of his years as a vice president and as the president of the United States, he always said the right thing. He always got the applause of the Christian audience, but he always did the wrong thing. And you could rest assured that I suspect that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You say one thing, you do another, and you get credit from both sides.
Well, what did in there was a procedure called frontal lobotomy, which was, I think, popular maybe in the 40s and possibly even the early 50s. But once it was considered to be quackery, which is what it was and is, I believe, then nobody wanted to get anywhere near a frontal lobotomy. Once the general public realizes that induced abortions is medical quackery, women will not want it. They'll just want to get the heck away from it.
Well, you know, there's a man named Ken Kesey. He wrote a book called One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and it was about a man who feigned insanity so he could get into a mental asylum, and I forgot whether he was trying to escape criminal prosecution or what it was, but he put the whole thing on until, of course, they took him in and they did a lobotomy on him. And, you know, I think that story, you know, when he comes out, this man, this intelligent, capable individual, you know, is suddenly a vegetable. And I think more than anything that the play, which was very, very popular, you know, 20 years ago, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, probably had more of an impact on America and our thinking about frontal lobotomy, which was a terrible, terrible procedure that was really used, of course, to in Russia to do away with political dissent. And who knows what it was used for here in America. Under any circumstances, we need something of that sort to capture the imagination of the American people and understand how precious every human life is. There's no justification for abortion under any circumstance, in my estimation, because how often do you have to do an abortion to save a woman's life? No, it's a matter of convenience, if there is a choice between a woman's life and the child's life, that is the mother's decision to make, not the state's decision and nobody else's decision. That is her decision, and some women will give their lives for their children. Other women will not. That, of course, they may have too many children to look after. But what we are doing today, this idea of abortion on demand, defies all medical ethics, and it's made many of our physicians frank murderers. And once we devalue human life, should we be surprised that we see going on what we're seeing going on in the world today?
Now, you asked before what's happening in Canada. I can't say there's one good thing. There's the best book about abortion risk is called Women's Health After Abortion, which was produced in Canada. And there's been two editions, and they're even working on a third edition. And perhaps I can send you their email address, and you might consider interviewing people from the DeVeber Institute.
Well, if you would, I would very much appreciate it, because, of course, Canada and Canadians and Americans are, well, we're cut from the same bolt of cloth, and it's such a tragedy that what's happened to Canada. But is there any sort of resurgence of the conservative Christian movement? I understood you had an election there recently. What happened there?
Well, the Liberals squeaked back in, and they may be in. They don't have a majority, so they may only be holding on to power for another year or two before they have to call an election. And there's a MP from Saskatchewan, Gary Bright Cruz, and he tried to bring the issue of having Parliament investigate whether induced abortion is healthier or less healthy for the woman than having a term delivery. But the parliamentarians, they decided they didn't want to investigate, because that might get rid of a so-called woman's right to choose. So they wanted to turn a blind eye to the health risks.
Well, at least the fact that the issue was raised, and you have to just keep talking and talking and talking, because we've got it right on our side, and these people are condoning murder, condoning the destruction of human life, and every human life is important, because every human being, both born and pre-born, is made in the image and likeness of God. And when you accept that as a basic presupposition, why, of course, what's happening today is terrible, and I believe God is going to judge both Canada and the United States, unless, of course, we correct these things, unless the people are willing to take a stand. And, here in the United States, the only reason George Bush was elected was because of the religious organizations sent out these election guides, and, of course, they tell you that the Republicans are on the right side on every moral issue and the Democrats are on the wrong side. And yet, of course, if you look at the records of the Republicans, They're on the wrong side, too. Seven of our current Supreme Court justices were appointed by Republican presidents, and there, so many of them are pro-abortion. The Republicans say the right thing, and then they increase spending on population control. George Bush took $36 million away from one U.N. organization that was pushing abortion and gave it to another U.N. organization pushing population control. They increased funding for International Planned Parenthood, which certainly is funding abortion. But the American people can't see that. They're so beguiled that their leaders are not telling them the truth. They send out these voters' guides, but nobody looks at the records. I want people who don't just say they're pro-life. I want people who their records show that they're strongly pro-life, and of course that their families are pro-life. And it's pretty hard to be pro-life when your wife is pro-choice.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Right, bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this may not be as exciting a program as discussing what happened on 911, but it's basically fundamental. In fact, both of our programs this evening have been getting back to basics. You have to understand the foundations of our Constitution to understand the basis of our liberty. And the fact that limited government and limited and liberty are synonymous, that limited government, limited federal government, and limited state government and liberty are synonymous. And then, of course, this issue that is plaguing the very soul of America, first and second trimester abortion, they call it choice. I call it murder. Let's not let them use their words, you know. It is a murder of a human being made in the image and likeness of God. How do you justify that? Because it's convenient, and because you don't want to have the child. You can always have the child and put the child up for abortion. But you see, there are consequences to whatever you do. And not only do we increase the chance of breast carcinoma for these women, but we also, of course, increase the chance that they may never have a child, or if they do have a child, will have cerebral palsy or some other horrible deformity. And we need to keep hammering away at this. And the scientific studies are out there, and Brent's, of course, done a good job of dramatizing that. Maybe you'd like to get a copy of this newsletter. And, of course, if you'd like to, of course, get in touch with Brent, you can get in touch with us. We'll be glad to get you his information. You need to understand. You need to help us inform others. You need to help us inform young girls, because they're not going to get the truth. The doctors, in many instances, are not even being told these things. They're not taught this in school, because the people who've taken over our medical educational system, many of these come from the dark side as well. So it's time that the people begin to get informed and help us educate the doctors about this issue. Help us educate the dentists about other issues, about the mercury danger of mercury intoxication. And that's why the incidence of, I believe, the incidence of suicide is so high among dentists, because they're handling so much mercury, and, of course, it causes them to go mad. You ever hear the term, mad as a hatter? Why were the hatters mad? Because they used mercury to make their hats. And, of course, the dentist uses and handles mercury all the time, and the incidence of problems with them is really ever so much higher than in the average society, and the same thing holds true as far as dental assistants. But the average individual has no idea of any of these things. Why? Because there is a control over the media, and it's called the media monopoly. And there's a great book we carry called The New Media Monopoly that points out that five mega corporations control the media here in the United States and determine what the American people hear, what the American people read, what the American people see, and ultimately what the American people believe. Five major corporations dominate the media here in the United States. The book, Ben Bagdakian's The Media Monopoly, it's called The New Media Monopoly, is the latest edition. And we hope you'll want to get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Please, of course, go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can listen to us 5 hours a day there. You can pull down our newsletters and copy them and get that information out, see the various tape sets and videos and books that we carry that will help you better to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're engaged in. How do we understand it? There is a brotherhood of darkness. And if you haven't read my book by that title, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the video, you need to get it. You need to understand why there really are people who want to see as much human death and suffering as possible. Why, of course, they promote wars and revolution. Why they create disease. Why they promote abortion. Because they march to a different drumbeat. They dream a different dream. They worship a different God. Pray for America. Pray for a revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. Our freedom, our future, our families are under attack.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.